That is an absolute masterpiece.
Did Michael Jackson just do a Trump?
It's 1982.
Oh, what a classic song.
That 1982, that song. Quincy Jones is a genius. Well, so is Jackson, to be honest with you.
The video to that is amazing,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it really was. My young fella watches that all the time.
I'm
he just adores it. Cork's Good Times on Halloween.
This is Red FM.
That was for Emma as well. She's absolutely loving Thriller this morning. And Kev is in Glasgow. Morning, yeah. Kev.
And Mel.
Hi. Hello, Mel. How's it going? Why did the ghost walk into the bar?
Dunno.
For the booze.
Hey!
Jesus, Mel, really? I'm going to play a little something here that happened on the show some time ago. And I just want to give you a little bit of a heads up. If there's any little ears listening, that this might not be, you know. I don't want to freak anybody out.
Yeah.
But I don't believe this to be true.
Right.
Because I do not believe in ghosts and ghouls. I like the excitement of it. I like the childlike mystery of Halloween.
Okay.
This lady sent in a recording of a voice she recorded when she moved into a flat with her friends. Okay. This is called EVP. It's electronic voice phenomenon. And it's when you leave tape recorders recording and you pick up voices from the other side. Mm-hmm. And this is how the call played out.
Well, basically, we were in college, and one of our friends who was in college with us had actually moved to Australia. So it was her birthday coming up, and we thought it'd be a great idea if we kind of record a little tape for, you know, personalised tapes and music and all the rest. So we all got together in my house, flat in up in Dublin, and we decided that we'd all kind of record our things and, you know, say our little bits and all the rest. So we've been doing it for around a half an hour, and then we decided we'd just go in and have a cup of tea in the kitchen. And we had a cup of tea and we went back, and we noticed that we had left the tape recorder running. We hadn't stopped it. So we just said that we'd head out anyway and went out for a couple of drinks. And the next day I went just to kind of finish off the tape and kind of put an end to it. And I kind of wanted to get rid of the bit that we had left recording. So when I played it back, I heard like this, obviously there was our bits, but then when we went out to leave, go have a cup of tea, there was silence, and then this noise, and it's so faint, but it was like someone was talking, was had been recorded on the tape. And now the house that we were living in at the time was really kind of, was really eerie. You couldn't heat it at all, and honestly did think that there were spirits in it anyway.
Lads, seriously, have a listen to this. This will put the willies
up. It was freaky when I heard it and played it back, and I've sent it to a couple of people, and it just is, it's frightening.
We're not quite sure what the first two words are, but at the end he says something like, "I don't want to hurt you." What? That was taken off the tape, yeah?
Yep, that was taken off the tape. And I've we got that, and we've sent it to a couple of people.
A couple of kind of EVP specialists.
Exactly, yeah, because it was so freaky, and I knew someone who was all into that kind of stuff.
Okay,
so.
we're going to play it actually again. Hold on there 1 second. Have they come back with any, like, has there been any explanation for it? Or
what? No, I mean, you know yourself, there's some people who are quite cynical about the whole thing, but then those who do believe in it said that, you know, there was no doubt that it was someone from the other side.
You okay over there?
No.
Sorry.